Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are speaking about vulnerability versus perfection. This is a really important subject that we're speaking of today. It's one of the main reasons that my clients have to come see me. You see, because they have a fear of being vulnerable. And this is a huge problem because they find that though they may know a lot of people, none of these people really know who they are. Why, you may ask? Simple. Because they're so busy trying to be what they feel the other person wants them to be, that they lose themselves to the persona that they have created. Why? Because they have this inherent need to be perfect, or what they think is perfect. There's a huge problem with this whole idea of being perfect, and that simply is this. Who's to say what is perfection in the mind of another person? So a lot of my clients find that in their efforts to be perfect, and the other people in their lives not really understanding that they're working so hard to be perfect, they get angry and resentful. And it doesn't really work out so well for them. Not to mention the fact that trying to be perfect makes them a bit crazy themselves. In fact, the grand majority of the perfectionists that are in my practice are the anorexics and bulimics, by far. The other problem with this whole idea of being perfect is that no one can relate to you if you think you're acting perfectly, because as far as I know, there's no one walking the earth who is perfect. Mostly it takes a whole lot of energy to put up this persona of perfection. It means that a person is hiding who they truly are in order to be something that they're not. And the end result is that you never really know if person truly loves you, because you've never given them a chance to learn who you are at your very essence. So I'm going to tell you about a friend of mine. She's an excellent friend of mine to this day. And yet when we met, she really didn't like me at all. And it happened like this. I was at my trainer's training in 2007, and I was speaking, I don't even think I was speaking directly to her, I was speaking to somebody else. And I guess she felt I was too self-involved or talking too quickly or whatever. She thought I was full of myself. Well, within a few days of the training, we had been set up in groups. And we had to come up with a leader for the group. And no one was volunteering. It so happened this woman was in my group, the way that the entire group was split up. And I found out later that she thought that I was full of myself again to offer to be the leader of the group. The only reason I was leader of the group was because no one else would take the responsibility to do whatever a leader had to do. It wasn't like I was out to prove anything or anything. It was just someone had to do it, so I just decided to step in and do it. Because they were going around the room asking who was the leader of the group, because there were things they needed us to do that day. Well, there was a time when we had broken up into our groups to do our presentation for our group, and I was the next person up. And one of our trainers was there telling the entire group that I really needed their help. And the reason that I needed their help was because I talk very quickly. And we know this is true. Well, this woman thought that this whole idea that the trainer had to help these folks, help me to slow down, was really stupid. She had her own ideas of what I needed to do, and for the whole remainder of the training, which lasted actually 2.5 weeks in total, She was helping me out. She helped me to the point where she was making the charts that we needed, that needed to be exactly done the way that the trainer wanted them to be done, so that we could explain exactly how these techniques were done using the charts. And I don't draw. My writing sucks. And it was a godsend to have her there to help me out. Trust me. I was very happy. She befriended me. And then after we went back to our respective homes, she lives in Seattle, and at the time I was living in Massachusetts, she called me like every week, and we did what I would consider supervision between us, you know, helping one another with our lives and with our clients, and you know, just being there for one another. And it was great. It was at the graduation party that this same woman was telling me that I didn't need to do what everyone else was doing in terms of doing trainings the way that our trainers did them. See, they had sold a product for us to use for trainings. And she said, you know, if you're an expert at doing sex addiction and eating disorders, why don't you write a book on sex addiction and then do trainings on that? That's your expertise. Be different. So we really do become really close friends after that fact. And it was because I was vulnerable. Because, you see, when the trainer came up to talk to the group, I did get a little bit, well, teary-eyed. And it wasn't that I was upset. I was actually overjoyed that the trainer was taking the time to help me out, because there were like 46 people in that training. And so she had to spend her time wisely working with the people that she thought really could use the help and were going to go far. And she knew who I was because I had presented at their convention the previous February. That's how I ended up in the training in the first place. But that's a different story. What I want you to understand is that it's through really showing who we are that we can gain true friendships. No one can relate to anyone who hasn't had to overcome something. My list of what I've had to overcome is a very, very large one. Everything from overcoming learning disabilities. Man, I didn't even talk till I was 5 years old with the help of a speech therapist. To bankruptcy, to the divorce, to all kinds of health issues. I won't bore you with a list, but it is a very long list. And when I was speaking to people about these things as I was going through them and after I was done going through them, it was amazing how many people came to me to ask advice in terms of how to best deal with the same situations. If you want to have deep, meaningful relationships with people, you need to show your emotions. You need to be real. You need to be transparent. Because it's only through showing your emotions and having someone relate to it, empathize with, that the care can be given toward you. That you will have the ability then to create a wonderful, lifelong relationship. The other side of the deal is simply this. You need to be able to relate, to empathize, and care about the other person. Knowing that no one is perfect, and that they are great, just for who they are, because of their very essence. We all have idiosyncrasies that can tend to make us kind of crazy at times, but those idiosyncrasies become rather enduring when that person's no longer in your life. So, give it a go. You have nothing to lose, and only some fantastic people to gain as real and humble friends. Transparency totally rocks. If you found this helpful, please go ahead and give it a rating. 5 stars would be great, but do what you think is right. And I invite you to go to thedawningvisions.com, dawning, V as in Victor, isions.com website, and opt in for both the book, Wake Up Doctors, which will help you to advocate better for yourself with doctors, as well as receiving the web blogs and the podcast directly to your inbox. We do each of them once a week. And thank you for your time. Until next time. If you have found the information that we have shared with you here on Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful and interesting, please do us a favor of giving us a rating on iTunes. We hope it will be 5 stars, as well as a review. Doing both these acts will move the podcast up in the ratings on iTunes, so more people will be able to find us. Also, please do us the favor of letting your friends and colleagues know about this podcast so they too can gain the knowledge that we're sharing here. We'd like as many people as possible to learn from what we have to give here. And we thank you for your time and effort in doing so.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.